I'm Ryan Vasquez, Alabama Public Radio News. A ruling could come by the end of July on whether Alabama can enforce a new law requiring doctors at abortion clinics to have approval to admit patients to nearby hospitals. A federal judge in Montgomery has wrapped up a three-week trial. Mississippi, Wisconsin, and Texas have similar laws, but only Texas is enforcing it. Veterans Administration statistics show medical facilities in Montgomery and Tuskegee have some of the nation's longest waits for new patients. The numbers show VA centers in central Alabama have an average wait time for new patients of 75 days. That's good enough for seventh worst in the nation. The curtain comes down on this year's red snapper fishing season. Anglers had to work quickly during the nine-day time frame. A federal court case set the short season and a limit of two snapper per fisherman per day. The Alabama Marine Resources Department says that's having an economic impact on the local tourism industry. Director Chris Blankenship says the small season keeps some fishermen away.
Usually if you could go out there and catch a couple of snapper, catch an amberjack, a few triggerfish, you know, a few vermilion snapper, some king mackerel, you'd end up with a nice box of fish, and it made it worth the gas for the trip out there. But since some of those other fisheries are closed as well, we have not seen as many people this year as we would normally see.
Blankenship says federal regulators don't include fish living in artificial reefs when they count the fish population. Alabama has 17,000 artificial reefs. Blankenship says a smaller count means a shorter fishing season. And a new Hall of Fame is launching in the state, and it has nothing to do with sports. The Alabama Writers Hall of Fame is accepting nominations for those who have made contributions in Alabama literature. The deadline for submissions is the end of today. Organizer Jeannie Thompson is the executive director for the Alabama Writers Forum. She says the Hall of Fame was made possible thanks to a joint collaboration.
I'm very happy that the Center for the Book, Alabama Center for the Book, and the Alabama Writers Forum, both of which are statewide nonprofit entities. I'm real happy that these two are working together to recognize the best of the best of Alabama writers.
Thompson says the inaugural ceremony will happen in early 2015. Supporters also hope to create an education program to encourage young people to take up writing. Now for a look at the forecast, here's meteorologist Richard Scott.
Good Monday evening to you. Overnight tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms will become likely. Some could become severe with damaging straight-line winds. Lows near 70 for Tuesday. Scattered storms are possible at about any point on Tuesday and Wednesday. Doesn't rain all day. Highs in the upper 80s to near 90, depending on how much sun you see for Tuesday and Wednesday. By Thursday, the rain chance will be a touch lower with highs near 90. I'm WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott. That's your local weather forecast.
And I'm Ryan Vasquez, APR News.